This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A U.S. Army officer is being court-martialed at Fort Carson, Colorado, for allegedly killing an Iraqi general during an interrogation in 2003. The general, Abid Mawhoush, was being held as a suspected insurgent. The defendant, Chief Warrant Officer Louis Welshofer, has pleaded not guilty. NPR's John McChesney reports.
General Mawhoush was a free man when he walked into an American base in western Iraq on November 10th to inquire about his captured sons. 2 weeks later, he died in a detainee holding facility dubbed the Blacksmith Hotel. During that time, he was questioned often. But 2 days before he died, the interrogation turned ugly. According to testimony given last year, Mawhoush was beaten on that day with a club, a rubber hose, and fists by Iraqi civilians who were reportedly working with the CIA. Government photographs show Mawhoush's corpse covered with huge bruises. The beating was so severe that he had to be carried away by 5 soldiers. But he was still alive. The government says Chief Warrant Officer Welshofer stood by and watched that beating without intervening. The government says the next day, Welshofer took Mawhoush to the roof of the interrogation center. Another interrogator, Chief Warrant Officer Jefferson Williams, testified about what happened on that rooftop. Williams testified under immunity, having cut a deal with the government to drop murder charges against him. Williams said Mawhoush had trouble negotiating the stairs and was breathing heavily. He was laid on his back with his hands tied in front of him, and Williams used a stick to stretch his arms upward while he kept a foot on the Iraqi's chest. Meanwhile, Williams testified, Welshofer was pouring water in the general's face and asking him questions. The next day, Mawhoush was taken into interrogation room 6. Williams said when he came into the room, Mawhoush was standing, stuffed headfirst into a sleeping bag, and he helped lower him to the floor. Williams said Welshofer straddled the detainee, leaned into him, asking him questions. Welshofer kept putting his hand over the Iraqi's face. Mawhoush became unresponsive. Williams says the room was tense, and Welshofer stood up, making a remark that he was relieved the Iraqi wasn't dead. Then, according to Williams, Welshofer went back to work. But a short time later, the detainee was dead. Attempts to revive him failed. Defense attorney Frank Spinner said that Welshofer's company commander had approved the sleeping bag technique, which had been used numerous times. Spinner pointed out that a memo had come down from up the chain of command saying, "The gloves are off." And company commander Major Jessica Voss testified under a grant of immunity that she had approved the technique Welshofer was using. She added that Welshofer had assured her that detainees would be able to breathe. Spinner also said that he would call a forensic pathologist who would say that Mawhoush died from a long-term heart disease, not suffocation. As details about Mawhoush's beating by Iraqi nationals were being revealed in testimony by an Army investigator, the judge closed the courtroom, saying the testimony was classified, although it's been widely reported that these Iraqis worked with the CIA. The judge is warned that as the court-martial proceeds, more closed sessions are likely. John McChesney, NPR News, Colorado Springs.